Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Man, that's a great vet, a savvy vet. Know what he's doing, make my job a lot easier, man. Just can't wait to see him in the game, a real game. To be honest, yeah, just from the experience I have, the experience that we got coming back, yeah, I'll say so.
Winning faster, you know, not trying to have covered sacks, but, you know, just winning and being our man faster, I feel like that can help speed up the QB and then force him into, you know, bad decisions, and our guys can come clean it up.
Yeah, we'll know more tomorrow. It's going to be a few weeks, though. You know, there's something, he rolled his ankle, foot area, so we'll get an MRI tomorrow and see exactly what it needs to be done, but it'll be a few weeks. It's good that's this early in camp, so.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, yesterday afternoon, meeting with the media. Breaking bad news, I guess. Isaiah Likely, who we all expect to have a bust-out season, contract year, rolls up. News came out today, Jameson Hensley reporting ESPN that fracture in the foot, stress fracture. Mm-hmm. Optimism is that, Vinny, that he'll be back possibly by week one.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It says small fracture in his foot. So I don't know that there's a difference between a small fracture and a large, still a fracture.
Yeah.
You know, and he'll have a boot on. And yeah, it'll probably be 4 to 6 weeks, you know, four on the good end.
And so what happened to him?
He was, this was the first time they did this, which makes a lot of sense, because what they did after the team practice, they had like another session for, I'm guessing, probably 7-8 minutes. And it was O-line and D-line. It was 5-on-5. And they were working on pass rush and pass pro. And then the running backs and the linebackers, they were working on pass pro. You know, the linebackers were like blitzing and the running backs would have to block them. And then they were working on routes. Then they had the tight ends, wide receivers, and DBs doing one-on-one routes. And he was against Sanosa Kane. And I think he stepped on his foot, you know, and rolled his ankle. And so Bob, soon as that happened, the horn was blown. Practice, and it was the last play.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's the thing that kind of sucks is on the last play of practice that's what happened. But, I mean, it's a really good drill for all groups, you know, because everybody is working on kind of things that they need to work on.
Unfortunate turn of events. Maybe not a catastrophic turn of events, but hey, look at throughout training camps. Every team, somebody's dropping here, dropped. The ACL injuries for cornerbacks is like, what the hell's going on? But Likely, as we said, you know, we're talking and we have talked the entire off season. Well, they can only pay a few people, not everybody. And he would be the one of the free agent tight ends, and all three of them are free agents, Kohler included, to get a long-term extension, we think, could be wrong. And for him, it's got to be frustrating, too, because, like, oh, man. Because him and Lamar had developed the chemistry, and
yeah,
a big play receiver. I mean, hell, he's the one that caught the tying, could have been the tying touchdown in the Bills game in the playoffs, sliding through the snow. So that sucks, for a lack of a better term. Hoping for the best, obviously.
Now, like, when you're Eric or you're Harbs or you're the coaches or whatever, and then it's like you're almost like, all right, we dodged a bullet, because it's only four weeks or 5 weeks. And it's like, all right, you know, that's why we have 6 weeks of training camp. Guy gets hurt and he's really not missing that much time. So, I mean, Likely he'll be back quick, and he'll be back, you know, if not for the Buffalo game, for the one after. And you know what, Bob, I mean, if it was to happen and everybody else is healthy, you know, you got your Zay, you got Bateman, and you got D-Hop, and, you know, you've got Tez, who's playing great, and you got Andrews, and you got Kohler. So you got enough people to get through a game, and then if Likely's back the next week, hey, so be it. We're good. We're good. So I think it sucks that it happened, but it's not something that you're losing any sleep over.
For now.
Right.
And it was also a day in which Zaire Alexander and Rashad Bateman returned to practice. So you felt, oh, we're getting cool and everything. And then you lose a guy that's going to be a key component to your offense. But as Vinny said, let's go positive here. Yeah, we'll see him at least week two, maybe, against the Browns. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. Camp resumes today at 1:15. Also heard from Chuck Smith talking about his defensive line creating pressure, which obviously helps the secondary. And as we've discussed, there seem to be some ball hawks in the secondary this year. I mean, they're proven guy. I mean, Marlon Humphrey's a guy. They got a bunch of picks.
Yeah.
We know Nate Wiggins, the upside there is pretty strong, certainly with Malachi Starks and Kyle Hamilton. So there are guys that want to get around that football. But that D-line, as Chuck Smith said, you know, helping the cause would be huge for Baltimore this year.
Yeah, and I think he's got a lot of talent there, Bob. I mean, he was going off on, you know, Adafe. And we'll see. He said he's got, you know, multiple moves. He's got that spin move that he uses. But we'll see. I mean, 8+ sacks, that'd be awesome. And, you know, Kyle Van Noy. Kyle had one nice rush yesterday in one-on-ones. He was 1-for-2 against, I think it was Rosengarten. But Travis Jones is a guy who's gonna have to be dealt with, and so is Matabike. And Mike Green, I think Mike Green's the most natural rusher they've got, and I think he knows how to use his hands. I think he's got base balance. I think he's got a spin move. I think he's got all those things. I think he's gonna be their best natural rusher since Suggs, my opinion. I just think he can do a lot of things, and the way that he can bend a corner and stuff, I think is uncanny. Now, with, like I told you yesterday, Bob, I thought Ajabo had a couple nice moves. You know, yes, it's almost like when he goes against Ronnie Stanley, I can't beat him. You know, it's like,
really?
Yeah, just, you know, instead of like, I'm going against the best guy, I try my stuff, you know? Just kind of stands up and doesn't do anything. You know, I mean, he beat a third team tackle, which he made a nice move, you know, which he always does like one thing of practice that kind of gives you hope instead of, you know, saying like he can't do it, you know. So kind of go back and forth with the job. I just wish he wouldn't stand up all the time and, you know, just try, you know, try bending, try doing some things, you know, try and be creative. I mean, in the one-on-one stuff, that's the time to do it. You know, because you don't have to, all you're doing is rushing a passer and just work on your moves. And that's what, like the other day I saw Matabike try a beautiful spin move, you know, and he fell. So what? I'm working on stuff. I got no problem with that, you know, and I just say, think the same, you know, same thing about some of the other guys. You know, I got to see Adis Isaac. I got to see more. I got to see more from him. But like the drill I was talking about, you know, the 5-on-5 stuff, that's where like Mike Green, you can tell he's still learning because they're working on, you know, doing stunts and stuff. And he doesn't quite know how to do it with the tackle, and he's running into people and things. So, I mean, that's why they're working on things. And Bob, did you see that? Because they put it out yesterday or whatever, that the Ravens hired a retired official.
Yeah, Tony Mahalik.
Yeah, to come and help them, you know, with their penalties.
Not break the rules. You know what I mean? But getting back to Kyle Van Noy, you mentioned him. Mike Preston wrote about it today in the Baltimore Sun. He said watching Van Noy go against Ronnie Stanley reminds him of when Mike McCrary and Ogden would go at it in practice, because to borrow praise from John Harbaugh, iron sharpens iron.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And Ronnie looks really good to me. He looks real good. I think, you know, I mean, you know, he'll push people. But he's so athletic. And I haven't seen him get beat. So Ronnie looks good. And Van Noy, I think, will kind of ramp things up. I think he picks his spots. You know, rushing the passer right now, he had one nice where he went in and out and, you know, and came back underneath. I thought that was a nice move. But you know what? He's trying stuff right now, and you know what? Hey, if the guy blocks me, so what? You know, but I'm trying different things right now. And that's what they should be doing.
Also heard from Lamar Jackson in the opening of the show on NFL Network talking about, is this the best team that he's been a part of? And he basically said yes. And I know it goes against the Super Bowl or bust narrative that John Harbaugh's trying to downplay, but you know, a lot of people in our listening audience and in the national media, we were talking about it yesterday with Miles Simmons from ProFootballTalk.com. Bills, Ravens. I mean, come on. I mean, somebody's got to get by Kansas City sooner or later. I mean, playoff wins are nice. Division titles are great. But when are you going to take the next step to the threshold? So Lamar basically saying, yeah, look at on paper and what he's seen so far, obviously, at training camp.
Hey, Bob, I mean,
it's a stacked ball club.
Lamar made a run yesterday against the ones. Kind of embarrassed. I thought, like, Malachi, I don't think he realized how fast Lamar was, because the angle that he took, you know, Lamar, whoo, outside, down the sidelines, you know, and they're like, oh, we'd have got, nah, nobody would have touched. He outran everybody, even Jair after was giving him, you know, jumping up and celebrating with Lamar, because he outran them all, which was, it was impressive, because he looked really, he looks really fast. This camp looks real fast.
But the team, I mean, we know he's fast. We know what he can do. The roster, and, you know, the goal is to get to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara. It's kind of a milestone Super Bowl. And the Ravens being in it would be a pretty impressive thing to achieve.
Well, they've got the roster to do it, Bob. I mean, no, we keep talking about it. And on paper, they're better than Kansas City and they're better than Buffalo. I'd argue with anybody and go over player for player, and they're better. They're better. If they can stay healthy, the only people that are going to affect the Ravens are the Ravens. And if the Ravens play their best and anybody else plays their best, the Ravens are going to win.